Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School on a Monday. DP, Austin Orman. We're talking grilling just for the sake of getting some of the fantastic details of it out of the way. But from the text line, I do want they're offering us an interview. Wonderful. Thank you, Chris. Noted. Very well done. Through the grilling process, and again today, and of course, some folks said it's over 100 and not grilling. I mean, is there a rule for that? I mean, do you just hot?
It's hot, but just, I feel like it's whatever you can tolerate.
Are you one of those? Are you a gas grill?
Yes.
What's your deal?
Got kind of a starter grill. Nice deal at Home Depot. Just simple propane. Yeah. That's what I grew up with too. So I don't know if I'm ever going to make the switch to charcoal. It just seems like too much work and patience for me. So. Did I say the quiet part out loud again?
I mean, because I know there are people who lose their minds if you're using a gas. Why are you doing that? It needs to have the perfect chip, and it has to. I understand. And where you live and how you live certainly matters.
Yes.
So it is an important thing. We were trying to figure out over the course of the last couple of days, several one-on-one shows where I had a chance, and the beauty of my one-on-one shows, especially when they're not guest built. And if you're not catching the one on most shows, you're missing some really good radio. Barry Thompson will join me tonight at 6 o'clock after Old School. Quarterback coach. We'll talk about some of the good. There's an interesting thing of comparing Pat Mahomes and Dak Prescott, their last 10 games. And there's some juicy nuggets in that one to talk about. And then, of course, he did a really good job of breaking down some scouting film on Dylan Raiola, and it always works. Tuesday night, we're going to talk to folks from the Icon 1901 Coalition, NIL Coalition, and Mark Smith, and those are always informative. Just on the ways to help and the reasons why you should help student-athletes in whatever way you can, and what they're doing down there, because what they're doing and dealing with is what Nebraska's doing and dealing with here. Wednesday with Dave Turcotte, the Canadian Olympic basketball player, again had the task of of guarding Michael Jordan when they were facing the Dream Team, and the joke and the hilarity is that, you know, how upset he was when they told him he was going to have to guard Michael Jordan. But what people fail to realize is what that statement made was, you're also going to have to guard Clyde Drexler. You're also going to have to guard Scottie Pippen. You're also going to have to guard Mitch Richmond. And he's like, wait a minute. Hey.
That what I signed up for?
What are you guys doing? What are you doing? It was he and Leo Routens in the backcourt. And yeah, it didn't end well.
A conversation that Sirk and I want to have, it might be good for David as well, is Team Canada having its dream team revelation?
This is close.
They missed the Tokyo Olympics, and they're coming back with everything they got. That should be a scary basketball country that missed the Olympics last year. Strick and I kind of want to dive into Team Canada, so
Turk's the guy. Turk's the guy. Leading, as a matter of fact, he leads the Canadian Olympic Alumni Association. So he's the contact, and he played in three Olympics with Team Canada. Still connected, high IQ basketball guy. But he has said in several conversations on the Ticket late nights that he thinks Canada is going to surprise some folks. With the level of talent that they have, that the starters will be good as anybody. It's maybe then a question of depth. But even the depth is at a different level than it's ever been. So,
is Canada the new Australia? People are asking.
Well, he seems to think that so there is a friendly on July 10th that he has targeted as, hey, pay attention. Mm. Pay attention. And remember that we're 34 days away. 32 days away from Olympic basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's time to have those discussions. Indeed, it is time to have those discussions because I think the basketball is one to see how it plays out, because I wanted to literally ask you and Strick, who starts on the USA Olympic team? Who starts on the Olympic USA team? Because I don't think it's a given, and I certainly don't think that it's going to be simple or easy.
Okay.
Right.
Off the top of my head,
yep.
Steph, KD, Embiid, LeBron, and I feel like you need like a bigger guard, Ant.
And you would take Ant over Tatum?
Positionally. I would say Tatum over KD, but KD's not going to the bench.
Who's team two?
I think you go Tatum, Booker, Adebayo, Davis, and probably Drew.
And then who's left?
Leaves you with Kawhi and Tyrese. I don't think Kawhi will be healthy enough. He's a game-wrecking force if he's healthy, and Tyrese played, but I'm not sold on him.
Yeah,
I'm
in the Olympics. I thought Kawhi's top five.
Kawhi, on the low, played a lot of games this year till the end of the year and had one of the best seasons of his career. I'm just not sure how healthy he will be. Otherwise, he's
it's a starter.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That body, I just don't know. I would want nothing more than Kawhi Leonard to wreck the international game.
Who are the alternates?
The alternates.
Because if Kawhi's not healthy, you shouldn't take him. Like this Olympics is too important for the USA to mail it in. But I would think that Kawhi's in the top five players. Period. And then the alternates would sort of come into play.
I am not seeing who the alternate or alternates are yet. My guess is that will be determined.
Okay. All right. Well, it makes it interesting to think. And then that second group that you're going to be pigeonholed as second team for Team USA. I'm not sure Jason Tatum's buying that.
Probably not. The toughest sell in that starting lineup that I put together is Steph, who doesn't have Olympic experience. But you're not going to bring Steph F. Curry along to not start him.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Olympic Games, a shooter's game. So,
and he's held up against physical play, too, if it turns more European, is that he held up in those 2015 to 18 finals well enough.
Who's the backup center?
Either Bam Adebayo or Anthony Davis. AD would love to play the four, so probably Bam, but I bet AD gets some run at the five, too.
If AD wants to play the four, is he four number one? He and Embiid next to each other.
Do you trust the jumpers? That's the question. Do you want to play a massive lineup because Team USA struggled with rebounding in 2020? Or do you want more of a, you know, four around one or five out with Embiid at the five, LeBron and KD at the three and four?
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting. Because I don't think there is a formula, a known formula that's going to work.
How much of it depends? I know you're not look over the fence guy, but how much of it depends on who else is in the group and how that works out?
It would be a massive fail for Team USA to look over the fence at who they're playing against in the group.
Fair.
Massive fail. Massive fail. If you're peeking over the fence and let somebody else dictate who's in your starting lineup and who gets minutes, it's a massive fail. I mean, things have gone terribly, terribly wrong.
And you should, Team USA, dang it.
Well, because you, yeah, and you should be able to beat, to win the gold medal with the second five.
You would think.
But that's just me. are you paying attention to Stanley Cup?
I know that there's some history on the line tonight. I know Connor McDavid is going off and is doing something that only Wayne Gretzky has ever done before.
If I said to you that somebody offered me a Kansas City Scouts jersey. Kansas City Scouts jersey. Would you have gotten excited? Would you be perplexed? What would be the response?
I would say, oh, that's nice of you to go speak to a youth team.
So, and I get confused often between the line between Lincoln and Kansas City when it comes to Kansas City pro teams. Because a part of me, like I've had this discussion, that a part of me seems to think that Lincoln sports fans would choose either Chicago or Denver or, and it's Kansas City. Is Lincoln a Kansas City sports town?
This is
the response I get.
I'm trying to figure out how tactful I want to be.
Okay, don't.
Lincoln is similar to Kansas City in that when Kansas City is good, Lincoln is a Kansas City sports town.
That's so dead on. That literally was my point.
As a true Royals believer, as we heard at the end of All in the Block.
Wow.
That is how I feel.
Wow.
Y'all pop out of the woodwork sometimes. And it's nothing personal. I get it. It's easier to root for a winner, but just don't act like you've been there the whole time.
That really is it then, isn't it?
That's my read.
Wow. Okay. That's the stunner, because when the Scouts thing came up, and the person that offered the jersey also happened to mock and belittle the franchise while he did it. But the Kansas City Scouts it was an NHL team. So, again, I became a hockey fan in 1974 when Washington got an NHL team, and they were terrible. What is missed in that is that the Caps have been around so long. The Caps came into this thing the same time, the same year as the Kansas City Scouts. Kansas City had an NHL team that was to play in Kemper Arena at the same time as the Kings, and that organization didn't make it, but I didn't know they existed. And I'm pretty connected to NHL, and it never once resonated with me that Kansas City had an NHL hockey team. Were you aware?
I was not, and I was surprisingly unaware because I know Kansas City has been pushing for a third pro team for a while.
Yeah.
I know they want to use the arena downtown for either basketball or hockey as well, not just college basketball events.
Right.
So either I missed it or it didn't come up that Kansas City had a hockey team 50 years ago.
1974 to 1976, and that team moved and became the New Jersey Devils. But I don't have any connection to the Devils via Kansas City. So, again, super fantastic that it exists, but it leads me down another rabbit hole. We'll stay in the rabbit hole when we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.